This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Well, President Trump and his cabinet have decided to just forego the Ramadan dinner. Nothing vicious, just they've decided to forego it. Nothing bad to say, just not going to do that this year. And the left is freaking out. They cannot believe this intolerance from President Trump. It's really unbelievable. But I'm trying to recall, what is the name of the tradition that they do in the Muslim countries when they celebrate Christmas? Oh, wait, that doesn't happen. Oh, funny how that works, so, but no complaining about that. But let's be perfectly clear. As you pointed out, this is a political move, David. 100%. The reason why, and it was actually in that Breitbart article you guys showed earlier, the reason why Bill Clinton hosted this dinner, the reason why the left tried to own having this dinner, was to get votes. Simple. That is it. Yeah. They knew that they were about to bring the Mideast into the United States. They knew that there was going to be a huge refugee influx in the next couple decades. So they decided to have this dinner, endear themselves to the Muslim community, bring in the Muslims, and then win a bunch of more votes. That was the entire reason for this. It had nothing to do with tolerance, had nothing to do with them wanting to reach out, give an olive branch to Muslims or anything like that. 100% a political tactic. And again, I'll be waiting here probably my whole life for the left to call out Muslim countries that don't celebrate Christmas, David.
Well, you're right that what they're doing is a people replacement, and they knew that this was part of their policy, that to key part of what their regime change is about. It's creating chaos throughout the Middle East, and there's a lot of chaos that's being created at the moment. We have this back and forth going between Qatar and the United Arab Emirates and the Saudis, and then on the side of Qatar is Turk. Government, they're not going to remove their troops or their military base. And, of course, the U.S. has a big military base there. But they're trying. There is not a unified Arabic state. As a matter of fact, we have all these different factions with Islam, and there are all these different political aspects of it. As I said before, the founders of this country saw it more as a political system than they did as a religious system. But we have to understand.
Which would actually make sense why there's all that infighting. That would actually make sense.
Yeah. It is very much political. And that was the problem with Christianity when Christianity had the problems that those on the left, the atheists, talk about, the Christians against Christians. That was when it became entangled with politics. And that's why in the First Amendment, we're very careful to allow the free exercise of religion, but also not to have it established by the particular government, because we know that that corrupts the religion. And it certainly has corrupted Islam, and there's no indication that it's going to change. But, you know, as we're looking at this, and we mentioned this over the break, even in Jordan, which has been one of the most Western of the Muslim countries, they just had a restaurant that was shut down because they served non-Muslims during Ramadan. And they said, well, we can see you serving them and so forth and so on, and you have to have special permissions to do this, or we're going to shut you down. That is the intolerance. That is the politicization of their religion being enforced, the Sharia law, if you will, even in Jordan, where they're doing this. So this is not the way the Middle East was a few years ago. And it's continuing to get worse as we have this regime change in Libya, as they're trying to do this in Syria and elsewhere. They're breaking this apart and then bringing the people into the United States. It's the great people replacement. And of course, we're going to talk to Michael Springman about that in the third hour, his book talking about the great people replacement that is happening here. But that's the thing that is behind all of this.
And we've got Tommy Robinson, who's going to join us in the next segment. And, you know, it would be one thing, again, we're not against any people. We just want to live in reality. But, you know, Tommy Robinson lives in London, he may live in Manchester, I'm not sure, but he's dealing with this situation, and he comes on the show, and he talks about this with Alex Jones. But here's the difference. If if they were bringing in people to the to our country or any of these countries and they were assimilating, they were embracing the culture, they weren't clashing with the civilization, then I don't think it would be as big of an issue. That's not what's happening. Tommy Robinson walks down the streets of his own neighborhood where he grew up, and the people that are Muslim are saying, we own this neighborhood now. This is our neighborhood now. And he's like, what the heck? No, you don't. I've lived here my whole life. So we're going to be joined by Tommy Robinson on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
From the InfoWars.com News Center, deep behind enemy lines in occupied Texas, broadcasting worldwide, you're listening to the voice of human resistance against the technotronic technocracy takeover. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer, David Knight, filling in for Alex today. And we are joined by Tommy Robinson. A lot to talk about with Tommy. He's got, say, some charitable campaigns, some awareness campaigns that he is going through right now. He's being celebrated now in England. One video I'll never forget, Tommy, you're walking down the streets and you have an entire crowd chanting, Tommy, Tommy, Tommy. That had to be wild for you. But I think that the thing that my audience here, that our audience wants to hear about, is your experience with Piers Morgan. Obviously, Alex Jones had a famous interchange with Piers Morgan some years ago that, well, it kind of dealt a serious blow to Piers Morgan. I think that you may now have dealt another haymaker to Piers Morgan. Tell us about your experience.
I think that The problem is, the people up here at Morgan, they're not in touch with the people. And I think he thought he'd be a white knight by trying to absolutely crucify me. And it's quite the opposite. I don't think they realise that the interaction we're having with the general public and the support we're getting from the general public. So, yeah, he hasn't had a very good reaction to his response to me. It was the typical, I was basing my argument on facts. I was trying to argue facts. And he just wanted to shout and shout insults and label me as a bigot, as a fascist. And the usual, which, to be honest, people in our country especially, maybe not in the establishment, but people in the general public are sick to death of that now. They're sick to death of, because that is not, it's not an argument. He didn't have an argument.
And that's what he did here in America, too. He came to America, and he decided with his American show that he was going to tell us what we didn't know, that we needed to give up our guns and turn them in and not have the ability to protect ourselves. And he would run one program after the other until he ran his program into the ground. And what he'd do is he'd have people on who were very articulate, effective spokespersons for the rational reasons as to why we should be able to protect ourselves, not only constitutional reasons, but also pragmatic reasons. And he would just talk over them. He wouldn't let them get a word in edgewise. That was his strategy. That's why when Alex went on and he just shut him down with a 1776 rant. That was the perfect way to handle Piers Morgan.
I remember his rant. I remember Alex's response to him. I was sat there, and at first I tried. At first I thought, right, I'll try and see if I can. And the longer I sat there, the more he was talking. I wasn't getting a chance to talk. And I thought, unless I try and shout back, unless I try and argue back over him and talk over him, I'm not going to get a chance of getting a point across. And to be honest, with Piers Morgan's background in the UK, with what he's been involved in, he's been involved in hacking of dead children's phones.
Yeah.
Okay. He was involved in the doctoring of photos, which were put on the front page of his newspaper at the time, which brought our armed forces into disrepute. It destroyed their reputation because it was pictures that were doctored to make it look like our armed forces were torturing people in Iraq. So he's a man whose morals go completely out the window. I could have come at him with all of these things, but I made the point not to, because with a spot like that on TV, I feel it's my job. I'm doing a public service to debate the issues that people are desperate to have heard. They're not bothered about hearing about what Piers Morgan done 5 years ago or 10 years ago, or what Tommy Robinson said 8 years ago at a demonstration. They're bothered about the reason why we have dead children in our cities getting blown to pieces, why we've had 3 terrorist attacks in 3 months, why they've had 5 planned, why 12 terrorist attacks were stopped last year. That's what they're bothered about. They're bothered about finding a solution to it, about having the debate about it, but all Piers tried to do was shut that down and stop it.
You know, that is the fundamental difference right now in the two diametrically opposed sides right now on planet Earth, where you're coming at the issue saying, here's the issue, this is what people want to hear. You're tuned in, you're locked in, you're engaged with the people. Where Piers Morgan still has this dinosaur train of thought that I think most mainstream media has, where they think the people want to hear you complain. They think the people want to hear you say, this is how we're bad. This is how we need to be better. This is how we need to be more tolerant. This is how we're racist. This is how we're sexist. This is how we should be better. This is what's wrong with us. People are over that. They're done with that. They see real issues affecting them in their daily lives. That's what they want to address, not some labeling contest.
Did you know this show? This show, that was the biggest audience they've ever had for that show, ever. So they really need to be in tune here, which they're not. They're really underestimating the support we have. They're really underestimating how many people are desperate for this conversation to be had. Desperate to hear the facts, desperate to find solutions, not as you're right, shouted down and silenced, which is what has been happening for so long. If you look, when I picked up the Quran, they were terrified, the whole studio.
Oh, yeah.
I could see the alarm bells running straight away. I could see their reaction. Put it down, put it down, put it down. He put an earpiece in, screaming at him. Stop. When we talk about Islamophobia, if there was a term, which there isn't, if there was any issue of Islamophobia, then that is it. The fact that the whole studio and the presenter were absolutely petrified because I picked up a book.
Yeah, that, that defines what it is. At the same time, you've got Justin Trudeau this weekend wearing Islam-themed Ramadan socks to an LGBT pride parade. And it's like, how do you even try to explain that kind of cognitive dissonance to these people? They don't realize how diametrically opposed these people are. And so that's why they don't want you holding the Quran. They don't want you talking about what it is in reality. They don't want you talking about the political, the heavy political dimensions of this religion. And that's what they're trying to cover up. That's what they think they can deceive the public with. And they can wear, again, as we see the picture of him wearing Islamic socks to an LGBT pride parade. Like, I mean, it's absolute insanity, it's what they're selling
like
people.
It's almost like they're shoving it right in your face. But the most amazing thing to me is they're going to sit here and they'll point at Tommy Robinson and they'll say, Tommy Robinson is an Islamophobe. Tommy Robinson is going to cause Islamic violence. And you scratch your head and you're like, wait a second. Doesn't that make you the Islamophobe? How are you not the Islamophobe if you're the one that's afraid of these people committing violence just because you're talking about it? I mean, this is the reality we're living with. Tommy, I know that you're actually running some charitable campaigns right now. You want to raise some awareness. You're trying to look for solutions. You're trying to bring the community together. Tell us about these.
So we're running one campaign called Justice for Chelsea. Now, Chelsea was a young mother of three who was on a night out with her mother. She was by Syrian refugees. She was beaten, widely beaten.
Hey, you know what, guys? Let's give this a second for this connection to re-stabilize, because he was explaining this. JusticeForChelsea.com. If you guys could pull that website back up.
It started breaking up on you, Tommy, when you were talking.
Yeah, start over, Tommy. Go ahead.
Okay, mother of three, she was out with her mother, and she was gang raped by Syrian refugees. Now, the police arrested six men. They found two of their DNAs on her and in her. And from this, the police support no further action has been brought.
We then
launched a campaign, because no one even hears about these stories. We've launched a campaign where we told her story. We interviewed her. It went viral in the UK, and we've held demonstration after demonstration. We've gained over 100,000 stickers. We've now got some of the UK's best lawyers to go against the police on this, to challenge the Crown Prosecution Service's decision not to bring any charges. And obviously, the campaign we're running on the website is for people to donate to help us with legal costs and hopefully bring justice for this young English mother of three.
So that's the theme that we continue to see over and over again, just as we had this recent terror attack where they had featured these people as the jihadis next door, but they refused to do anything to protect the British people, and they refused to do it even after an attack. That's what's so amazing about the government there. And, of course, as you know, just like we see here in America, it's both parties that are involved, the key parties. It's conservatives as well as Labor that are standing down and not doing anything in the UK, just as we see the same thing happening here with Republicans and with Democrats.
Well, we've had, as you know, in the UK, we've had conspiracy of silence between political leaders, religious leaders, and police leaders. We facilitate the rape of our women in towns and cities like Rotherham, across our whole country. Now, what's happened with Chelsea is, and I'm just, we don't know yet, because we're having to hire private investigators to find who the men were, because maybe, these men were part of a government program. The bullies. Now, maybe, mm-hmm. as they're arrested for rape, maybe that's why this has been shelved. Maybe that's why they've not been prosecuted. That's what we need to find out why. Why are these men? It's quite clear. I actually went and I contacted on the video we've done for the Justice for Chelsea campaign. I contacted an eyewitness who didn't know Chelsea, who saw her running from the house naked, without her clothes, and being dragged back in. Mm. Her clothes that she wore out that night have still never been found. So these are campaigns where this can't be happening to women in our towns and cities. And this isn't just, we're about to launch another campaign tomorrow, similar, where in the same city as Chelsea, a young English businessman, on the front of his shop, he put, "Don't fund terror, shop at Fletcher's." Seven times the police visited him in 2 weeks. Seven times asking him, telling him, warning him, that he needs to take down the sign that says, "Don't fund terror." Terrorism. Now, because he said no, They then looked and got the council involved to take away his licenses to sell alcohol.
Wow.
To affect his ability to provide for his family. So this is bullying. This is what goes on across our whole country. Now, since this, again,
we got to go to a break. Our guest Tommy Robinson is on Skype right now. We're going to have him back for the other segment. But that is amazing. Shutting down a shop. It didn't say anything except don't fund terrorism. It doesn't allude to who the terrorist might be or anything. It just says don't fund terrorism. Well, that's hate speech. We gotta shut that down. Said the British police. Unbelievable.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lautinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have another kiss.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer, David Knight. We are joined by Tommy Robinson right now over Skype. And we've been talking about Justice for Chelsea, a charitable campaign and an awareness campaign that he has tried to gain some momentum on over there. But I kind of wanted to shift the conversation in a different direction, Tommy. I wanted to talk about some events that happened over there that kind of, you know, we know how the media cycle works now. It's a big story for a day or two, and then it kind of gets swept away when there's some other developments that are happening. First, let's start in the Grenfell Tower. Now, first you had Sadiq Khan come out and say, well, all of the immigrants that are in that tower that have been victimized by this burning that somehow started by a refrigerator. I don't buy that for one second. I'd like to hear if you buy that. I'm not buying that for one second. But now he's saying also this is a residential tower that was filled with immigrants. Now he's saying the ones that weren't, that didn't have amnesty or weren't citizens, now he's going to grant them amnesty. I'd like to hear your thoughts on that situation, everything that's developed.
My thoughts are that the figures I'm hearing, and I haven't looked into that much, but the figures I'm hearing don't match. I heard that 70 people were evacuated, 76 people were evacuated. I heard that up to nearly 100 people could be dead. That tower block houses 600 people. Where's the rest of them? Nothing seems to really add up. When he talks about an amnesty, it's like all of a sudden you're just going to get hundreds of illegal immigrants saying that. But I think the reason why we're not hearing that much is because it is pretty much a tower block full of Muslim immigrants. And I'm guessing that many of them have been subletting their council, their houses that they're given for free, paid for by the taxpayer. I believe many of them are probably, it seems, subletting them out to illegals, to people who shouldn't be in there. In itself, a good story. But yeah, I don't buy it. I know when I'm looking at the timing of it, the fire started at 1:45 in the morning, I believe. Last prayers were at 1:30 for Eve, Ramadan. But I think there's a lot more that will come out about this incident. I watched it, and I mean, like anyone, and you're watching something like that, and you've got people throwing their children out of windows. It's horrific. It was horrific to watch.
Yeah, and the building still sits there almost like a symbol, honestly. Like, I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Well, it burned for, was it something like 12 hours or something?
Still standing,
unlike the Twin Towers that fell magically and in their footprint, even though one of them wasn't even hit by a plane. That's their narrative. But it's interesting because that's typically what we do see with steel skyscrapers. We don't see them collapsing even after they have burned like a torch, as that one did for a dozen hours. But
still,
I think it's also
mankind.
Yeah, it's also interesting, I think, to see the mayor's reaction after Finbury Park saying, well, we're going to have to protect Muslims now, whereas in the past, he would say, well, this is part and parcel of living in a big city. You just have to deal with these terrorist events. But then when something happens and, there's a car driven into some Muslims, and he says, well, now we're going to have to do special protection for Muslims. I think that's very interesting, the double standard that we see there.
The problem is that after every terror attack committed by Muslims, the police go and they're at the mosques and they're all holding signs up together. Now, after this happened at Finsbury Park Mosque, if the police were to stand up at the church holding signs, we'd all be saying, that's pretty stupid what you're doing. Like, it's quite clear the Muslim community were targeted in this attack. It's quite clear that if you need to go and see that anyone's okay in this incident, after this attack, it's the Muslim community. But what you do after every time a Muslim commits a terrorist attack against our community, you're still going to see that the Muslim community again are okay. You're never coming to see that our community are okay. You've never given us reassurances. Never. The reassurances,
that's right.
After the London Bridge attack, the first thing, I mean within like an hour, I remember seeing the head of the Metropolitan Police saying, we want the Muslim community to know we stand together with you and no one will aim fear or aim threats at you. And it's just, what are you talking about? Every time, but yeah. Part and parcel of living in a big city, apparently terrorism is, but unless it's directed at the Muslim community, and then we're going to really stamp down. And all of this is going to be used for this Islamophobia. This was a revenge attack, a horrific attack. It was a revenge attack. The man was not part of a global international network of people who are all baying for the destruction of all Muslims. which is what we face with on the opposite scale.
And I think that's a very important point that you made, that when it happened with the London Tower Bridge, the police come out and say, we have to now make sure that we protect Muslims against any further attacks, rather than saying we're going to stop this hate, we're going to do something to protect people in general. No, they circle the wagons around that particular community because they know where this is coming from.
And I don't recall, Tommy, real quick before we go, what was the final injury count? Or I don't remember even getting a body list or an injury count or anything on that attack. What did you hear?
I don't think anyone was killed. I think that one man died that night.
I'll be honest. I think that whole Finsbury.
We're on the march
as well. We'll be right back. Thank you to our guest Tommy Robinson. Support his website, justiceforchelsea.com.
Radio Network.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Imrix Essentials, that's my middle name. I've spent 7 years off and on trying to get a big national brand that's already trusted to let us private label an entire line of personal care products that's organic, high quality. This is one of the top three selling organic brands in the country that puts out high quality organic shampoo, mouthwash, you name it. And they're such patriots, they have let us basically keep their well-known packaging. It is an answer to prayer, and because we're cutting out the middleman, 20% off retail, sign up for auto ship, an additional 25% off. It's all there. The body wash, the shampoo, the deodorant, the mouthwash, all of it is truly game-changing. It is the exact same product, just the name is different, Imrix Essentials, and it's on average 20% off what it would be in stores, buying it directly from InfoWarsStore.com. Help us win the InfoWar while getting products everybody needs. InfoWarsLife.com, where you'll find the entire line of Imrix Essentials.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Don't let the fake news get you down. We are having victories. We are moving the ball up the field, and we are working to score touchdown after touchdown after touchdown. Donald Trump keeps winning. The fake news media, the liberal media, the Democrats, the obstructionists, they want to try to destroy the optics of us winning by whining and crying and lying all day long. We cannot fall victim to that. Do not fall victim to that psyop. Folks, please support this broadcast. We are under constant attack. It never stops. And thanks to you, we are able to expand to the next level. Keep that momentum going. InfoWarsStore.com is running 4th of July summer mega specials right now. Free shipping store-wide. You got to like that.
BrainForce Plus, 30% off. Super Male Vitality, 30% off. Survival Shield X2, 30% off. Z-Shield, 30% off. This is a big one. InfoWars Select Storable Foods, 30 to 40% off. Plus the free shipping, you combine that for over $100 of savings, getting emergency food supplies for you and your family. Emmerich's Essentials Outdoor Pack with the summer here, with 4th of July around the corner, you're going to be going out camping, going to the lake, going outside to ball games. Get the outdoor pack with the all-natural bug spray. Don't be spraying your body with the horrible toxins that they put in the mainstream bug spray. Emmerich's Essentials Outdoor Pack, 40% off retail right now. And my cohort today, David Knight, he's got a brutal cough, sore throat he's been dealing with, and he's able to be on just because of the lung cleanse today. It's been a savior for him.
Yeah, it keeps me going.
So check out the products, folks. You're going to use them. You're going to like them, and you're going to support this broadcast. It's a 360 win. Now, we're going to talk about, David wants to talk about some loopholes that people want to talk about at gun show loopholes.
Yeah, that's one of the favorite things of the liberals is to talk about the quote-unquote gun show loophole.
Here's the thing about these quote-unquote gun show loopholes. You know what? It's such a play on words because we just talked about this Saudi Arabian national who is being looked at for manslaughter. He's being held in, he's being held because he may be guilty of manslaughter, and the Saudi Arabian government decides to bail him out. Well, yeah, he gets bailed out, and then he up and leaves town. Is that a loophole? Do they call that a loophole?
Yeah, the bail loophole.
No, that's not a loophole. That's just how it works, okay? And I don't support that quote-unquote loophole, but that's not how you phrase it. But now this is one of the attacks they have on gun shows, David.
Well, and of course, you know, when we talk about things like the gun show loophole, we have to understand that it is a fundamental individual human right that you are able to protect yourself, that you should own guns. And of course, the founders of this country understood that somebody who's not allowed to own guns is a slave by definition. If you don't have any property rights, you are the property. So all these different things we talk about, the right to self-defense, the right to own property, these fundamental liberties, if you don't have them, you are a slave. And to the extent that they remove them from you, to that extent, you are a slave. And so that's one of the reasons why in the Second Amendment, it doesn't create a right. It recognizes a right. It prohibits the government from infringing on that right. And the key word there is infringement, because they understood it was always going to be a gradual process. So the liberals like to use the gun show loophole. And they say, we need to shut that down and make sure that we shut down gun shows. Well, here's an example. And this is the latest terror attack. We have so many of them, I lose track. It's been a very productive Ramadan this year. In 2017, we set a new record for Ramadan terror attacks, about 174 Islamic terror attacks. They've left 1,595 people dead, 1,960 wounded, so nearly 1,600 dead, about 2,000 people wounded in addition to that. And so we have this situation in the Flint, Michigan airport, where we had a policeman who has a guy run up to him with a knife and starts stabbing him multiple times, once in the neck and so forth and so on. But he tried and failed to purchase a firearm shortly before he attacked this police officer. He was able to get the knife at the gun show, but he was not able to get a firearm because he wasn't a citizen. See, they actually do background checks. Anybody that's been to a gun show knows that there are actually background checks at the quote-unquote gun show loophole. And that's precisely what happened there. But I think it's also related to that. I have a friend who's a writer back in North Carolina, Paul Chesser. He writes for Liberty Headlines. He has a story here. North Carolina lawmaker offends the jihad media with the term jihad media. Where did this come from? Well, in that same story that I was just reported to you about the attack on the police officer in Flint, Michigan, when CNN tweeted it out, they said, well, the suspect reportedly said something in Arabic. What would that have been? Allahu Akbar, which many outlets, even if they report that, will come back and say, Allah Akbar, God is great. No, it's God is greater. My God is greater than your God, is what they are saying. That's part of their attack. And so when they put that kind of stuff out there, this was a state senator, Dan Bishop, a Republican. He came up with the term jihad media, which I think is exactly right. We talk about CNN as ISIS, you know, with the Kathy Griffin meme and so forth, and we have the contest going at InfoWars.com. But it's also the jihad media, I think, is another good term for that group of people.
CNN is in an absolute tailspin right now. When you get called out by BuzzFeed to be fake news, when Brian Stelter, the Stelter man, is going on his Sunday show calling you fake news.
George Costanza.
I mean, it's from Seinfeld, yeah. I think George Costanza might have more credibility, actually, than Brian Stelter. Yeah. But it really just shows you the current state they're in. And, you know, this Flint, Michigan thing, it's just, again, the people that complain, David, they say, oh, it's so easy to get a gun. It's too easy to get a gun. These liberals who complain about that, I bet you none of them have ever actually tried to get a gun.
Yeah.
They just take what they hear on the media and assume it is fact, and then they just repeat it. That's the hearsay mafia. When they've never actually tried to get a gun, they've probably never gone to a gun show. They don't know the rigmarole you have to go through to get a firearm. When I moved to Texas, I had to jump through hoops just to purchase a firearm down here. It wasn't just walk to the store and get the weapon. So there are checks and balances. These things do exist. Honestly, probably enough of them, and they're looking for more. So the people that complain about this, though, David, I guarantee you they've never, ever tried to buy a firearm. The people that don't want gun rights have never gone to a gun range. They've never shot and skeet.
No, they don't know what an assault rifle is. They don't have a definition for it. It's anything that scares them when they look at it. And they don't want anybody to own any firearms other than the government. We saw that in the wake of the Sandy Hook shooting. We had McChrystal come out, and he started talking about, I remember at the time, this guy, of course, was the guy that was exposed by Michael Hastings and lost his position in Afghanistan. He would come out, and he would talk about the muzzle velocity of all these different weapons and ammunition and so forth. Talking about technical terms as if, oh, I really know this, and nobody should have that except for the government. I mean, that was his position. But we understand, and we come from a tradition where the people who founded this country wisely understood the danger of a monopoly of power by the people at the political center. They said, we do not want this. This is not an effective way to defend our country against foreign invasion, and it invites domestic tyranny when you give the government a monopoly on firearms. We can see this happening in every country. It's happened over and over again. And again, going back to the Piers Morgan thing with Alex, like, that's where he laid it out on the line.
Venezuela is doing great.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're hunting the police down in the streets so they can take their firearms. That's what it eventually comes down to. They're hunting down pets for food. They're hunting down police for firearms. And it's always going to come down to something like that because you cannot get rid of firearms. They're there whether you like it or not, and we need to explain that to the liberals. But it's also an issue that it is simply a tool. It can be used to defend life. It can be used to as an aggressive way to take life. But the vast majority of people are going to be responsible, and they're going to use it in a responsible way to defend life. We understand that. That has been the tradition here in America, and we know that even to this day, the places where the vast majority of gun deaths and crime occur are in the areas that are controlled by the people who want gun control and take it out of the hands of the private citizens, because that emboldens and empowers the criminal elements in those areas.
And that's one of the reasons why you don't have other nations willing to run up on our beaches and storm us, because we're all armed to the teeth. Now, I want to take the conversation in a different direction here, David, as I'm monitoring the mainstream media as we're live. And one thing that they're really pushing today is with what looks like it's going to be success, another victory for Donald Trump, I think with this travel ban coming down, they want to demonize him more on the proposed health care bill. They want to demonize Trump care more as a loss. When at the end of the day, Trump's constituents, if it doesn't pass, are actually going to consider that a victory because we don't want this bill to pass to begin with. But they're trying to demonize Donald Trump. They're trying to provide the optics of Donald Trump taking Medicaid away from these people, taking their health care away. They're all going to die now. This is the most amazing thing to me, David, for two reasons. One, Obamacare is still the law. So they have these people on talking about how the GOP healthcare bill is taking away their healthcare, except it's actually Obamacare. The healthcare bill is actually still the Affordable Care Act that was signed by Obama. So the Trump care bill, as they're dubbing it, is not even law, yet they bring in all of these people to complain about how they're losing their healthcare, which is actually under the Obamacare coverage plan.
Yeah, nothing has changed.
It's
unbelievable. The system is failing because when you try to pretend that you're giving something to somebody, you have absolutely no basis for it. You eventually run out of other people's money. They're going to run out of Fannie and Freddie funds that they stole to get this going. And when
When
we look at the main opposition to this, people are saying, well, of course, the Congressional Budget Office is going to sit there in judgment of any kind of reform that comes out of the House or the Senate, and they're going to say, but you're going to have fewer people insured with this. Well, you know, you don't really have people insured when we have the people who are paying for the insurance seeing their premiums going up 150% a year. That's not a sustainable system. They like to talk about sustainability when it comes to the environment, but not when it comes to the economics of things. And so this is not a sustainable system. There isn't anything here that is really providing insurance to people. They have done a head fake for a short period of time, and they love to also talk about how this is a massive transfer of wealth from the middle class to a few people. That's exactly what it is. But the few people are the insurance companies. And that was what it was designed to do from the very beginning. It was welfare for insurance companies. We've said this from the very beginning. And who are the people who are making out in terms of massive profits, not on individual policies, but on the group policies? And they want the individual policies to go away. But on the group policies, the insurance companies who can hold a gun to your head now and force you to buy their product and then set the price for that product, they're the ones who are getting this massive sweep of wealth from the middle class to them, as they also then fund the insurance of people who get subsidies. They fund that by theft out of the Fannie and Freddie funds, as Dr. Corsi has pointed out many times. You cannot reduce the cost of something by subsidizing it. You will increase the cost, whether it is college tuition or whether it is health insurance. It will increase the cost. It is not doing anything to bend the cost curve. What it is doing is it's breaking our back in terms of people who pay for insurance, who try to do the responsible thing. There's nothing in any of this legislation that will do any of the fundamental reforms that allow us to operate as consumers who are intelligent, who have information, who have the financial ability to make these decisions. That's precisely what we need. We need competition across state lines. They're not putting this kind of stuff in these bills. That's what Donald Trump ran on. That's what Marco Rubio ridiculed him for. Lines, lines. What are you talking about, lines? He knew what he was talking about with lines.
Rubio didn't know what he was talking about.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, this health care bill, I would say, has a 99% chance of failing. I don't see how this thing succeeds. They'll dub it as a loss for Trump. It'll be a victory for Trump, by my estimation, because Trump's constituents don't want this health care bill anyway. And then I think it's going to serve another purpose. All of the conservatives, the Republicans, the GOP, the Paul Ryans that pushed this bill, that are praising this bill, that want this bill, they're going to be exposed in the 2018 midterms. And I think Trump is going to use that against them to help him drain the swamp of the people that are obstructing him, that aren't going along with the agenda that the American people elect Donald Trump to. So
he should. He should ally with the House Freedom Caucus and the people who want to stand with their promises to get rid of this. And he should attack the people like Paul Ryan, who for years has run on this as a wedge issue, but never had any intention of doing it. They never had a plan. That's quite obvious, isn't it? Here we are, well into the Trump administration, and they're just kind of coming up with some little make-work, rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic. They never had a plan. They had never planned to do anything about it except to use it to win elections, and that's the key thing to take away from all of this.
And if you're going to describe it, they Affordable Care Act, it's the law is called the Affordable Care Act, but actually it's really a Monopoly Care Act. All the trends since this bill was signed into law have moved counties into having one or two insurance providers. I mean, you look at Oregon, you look at Iowa. These are some of the worst case examples. Some counties now, I think maybe even New Mexico it is, where there's only one provider. That's literally monopoly care. And then why do we have antitrust laws? Why aren't you allowed to have monopolies? Because that's how you skyrocket prices. That's how you
can designed to fail. Market. They're trying to push us towards a single payer system. The problem with the system that we have now is that there's not enough competition. And what they're doing is they're reducing competition. They want the government to be the one who decides from some central ivory tower, what insurance policy everybody is going to have. And guess what? One size does not fit all. We want to be able to have choice and freedom. And if they're concerned about affordability, why don't they even allow us to deduct our medical expenses off of our income taxes? They won't even go that far. You know, when you have a medical expense, they're going to take off only going to allow a percentage of your adjusted gross income that you exceed on that to even be deducted, let alone as a tax credit. They don't give you any help at all to pay for health care, but yet they say this is so important. We need to take away your freedom. We need to reorganize society. We need to empower these other people. We need to be able to hold a gun to your head and force you to buy a product from some of the most wealthy and powerful corporations in the country. That is what Obamacare is about. And they want it to be a single-payer system.
It's nice, though. At least the Democrats put their money where their mouth is. I mean, it's not like the Democrats just spent $200 million to lose special elections. They gave those $200 million to people in Medicare that they're claiming are losing their coverage. So it's nice that the Democrats are putting their money where their mouth is. They had a huge, you know, a huge bankroll here to run these special elections. But they realized that the people were more important. And they put that $200 million into the people that are losing their health care.
I don't think so.
Oh, wait, that's not what happened?
No, that's not what happened.
Oh, wait.
No, it goes into their coffers, you know.
Oh, I'm sorry. That must have confused me. You're right about that. The Democrats did spend that $200 million on losing four special elections. They didn't give that back to the people. And, you know, this has been Obama's line for the longest time now. Obama says the Republicans want to take from the poor and give to the rich. Elizabeth Warren says this is blood money, this bill, taking from the poor and giving to the rich. I think there's one fundamental question that these people need to explain. Where is this money coming from that the poor are getting? Where are all these coffers of money that the poor is getting from some, I don't know where they're getting it, I guess from the government is what they're talking about. So apparently poor people are just getting all this money somehow, just raking in all these funds. And now we want to take it away from them and give it to the rich. So I just want them to explain, what money? What money are we talking about? Where is all this money coming from that we're taking from the poor and giving to the rich? If they're poor, how do they have money for us to take from? So I'm really just confused. I'd like Obama to answer that. You think he can explain that? I can't explain it, David.
You know, if you take responsibility for your health care, then what they're saying is you shouldn't be allowed to do that. We're going to take that. We're going to increase your insurance rates. Or if you take responsibility and you invest in something that you thought was safe, like Fannie and Freddie, because that was home mortgages. That was something that was backed by the government. So you had a lot of people with their entire retirement programs were trying to do a safe and responsible thing. I remember years ago, my father's dead now, but you know, he invested in Fannie and Freddie because he wanted something that was safe. So what does the government do? The government comes in and steals that money. And when somebody says, maybe we shouldn't do that, they say, well, you're going to take that money from the poor and give it to the rich. It's like, no, you're taking it from the people who take responsibility for their own lives. You're making their insurance unaffordable. You're stealing everything that they invested for their retirement, as well as other retirement funds, taking that money away and then saying that we have insured 20 million people. No, you haven't. You've just stolen on a grand scale.
We'll be right back.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your product, and I got to say, they're amazing.
Thank you.
Anyone who's on the fence, buy it, because I've got Caveman, Superman Vitality, Secret 12, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I've got the Body Armor.
Wow, thank you.
Wow.
You're the top of the list that makes it all possible. Which nutraceutical does you like best?
I really like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, to be honest. That's
amazing.
Really incredible. I drank it in the morning, and I swear to you, I felt incredible. Like, I haven't felt asleep. My morning was fantastic, and I love you guys. I love the InfoWars crew, and I want to take this opportunity to tell anybody out there who's on the fence, just buy it. You will love it. I'm telling you, I've never bought a bad product.
What you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a win-win, InfoWarsLife.com.
If
there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off, plus free shipping.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Here's what the mainstream media is trying to do. Here's what the fake news is trying to do right now. They're trying to convince you. They're trying to convince us. They're trying to convince the people that elected Trump, convince the patriots that we're not winning, that we're losing, that we're behind right now. When really, since Trump has gotten in, since we elected Trump, we've been absolutely dominating. We're absolutely winning. We're winning. It's like we're winning 49-0. And the media is trying to tell us that we're losing 49-0 when the scoreboard clearly says Patriots 49, Clinton crime family and her constituents nothing, Nancy Pelosi zero, a complete loser, Bernie Sanders loser. And so then every time any little development happens, the Democrats celebrate and pretend that they're having victory. Folks, do not let the mainstream media trick you. That is like a team celebrating a sack that's down 49-0. That's like a team celebrating a first down when they're down 49-0 with 2 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. They're an embarrassment. They're a joke. They've already lost the game, and they're trying to convince you that they haven't. They're trying to pretend they're still relevant. So accept the fact that CNN is dying. Accept the fact that the left is dying. And I think now we've got some new hearings that we might be upcoming on. Loretta Lynch, possibly, maybe. I mean, who knows where this could lead? Who knows what Loretta Lynch might say? But, David, I think that she's not going to be able to get back in front of the public and have a testimony and just not answer any more questions. I do not think a judiciary committee will hear it. I don't even think her own would hear it. I think now, I really think Dianne Feinstein would even call her to task.
Well, let's hope that's the case. We'll have to see. Clearly, they've been able to do whatever they wish up to this point. And, of course, Loretta Lynch was also involved in Comey in terms of not moving against HSBC and these other issues. I mean, he came to his position at the FBI from HSBC, a large bank that was convicted multiple times for money laundering for the Sinaloa cartel, El Chapo, as well as for terrorist organizations. I mean, Sinaloa even had their own checkout window where they could launder cash. And so what do? You take, you need a new FBI director? Well, you would go to the board of directors for that corporation, wouldn't you? The same guy that gave Sandy Berger a pass for destroying documents out of the National Security Archives after 9/11, they wanted to have some information about what the Clintons had been doing with bin Laden and others, and he goes in and removes that cash, just as they have now transferred documents relating to this information. They have transferred them to the Obama library and said, now you can't look at them for 5 years. That's the way these people have played every game in order to obstruct justice, and we certainly understand what's going on with that.
Well, and we were kind of saying this outside of the break. You know, even Brian Stelter, who I think maybe has the brain the size of a peanut, even Brian Stelter looks at CNN and says, wait a second, we created fake news, we had to retract. I'm part of this network. I have a show. I need to address this issue. I mean, and he can't get an answer. He doesn't know what's going on.
Well, good for him, because he comes out and he has the integrity to say, look, I asked for this information and I'm getting stonewalled by my own network. And remember, it was just a couple of weeks ago that we had Zucker out there attacking Alex Jones and defending Megyn Kelly, even after Alex had put out the tape where Megyn Kelly was begging him to come on the show and telling him that she was not going to do a hit piece on him and so forth, after she had then released some preliminary interview stuff showing that, yes, in fact, it truly was a premeditated, calculated hit piece. But it was Zucker who is now stonewalling at CNN, stonewalling his own reporters about this. And I think it's very key that CNN is now so concerned about talking about Russia that they have now said you have to get permission from at a vice presidential level before you can run with any of these stories. The Democrats are saying we've got to get off this Russian narrative. It has totally collapsed for them. It has backfired on them. People are beginning to understand that not only was this false, not only was this designed to cover up their hacking of the election, but people are going to begin to understand, as we do already, that this is designed to cover up criminal actions committed by James Comey, Loretta Lynch, and others in the Obama administration, part of the intelligence community, being used as Watergate burglars. That's what this is really designed to cover up.
We'll be right back. Third hour of the Alex Jones Show. Owen Shorter, David Knight with you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We've taken thousands.